Big Brother. Extreme media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Another very important transmission lined up for you today. It is the 18th of February 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. And I had Pastor Lindsey Williams on for about 45 minutes last week, and the news and information and revelations he's bringing forward have really made a splash worldwide. And a lot of people misinterpret what he's saying or try to invent things he said that he hasn't said. I thought we'd go over some of that today for an hour and a half with him. That'll be an hour of airtime, broadcast time. Or more than an hour of broadcast time, having him on for an hour and a half total, so that you can call in and ask questions of Lindsey Williams. Because, I mean, he did go on record back when oil was $147 or more a barrel, and he did say within 6 months it's going to drop down below 50. It's at $34 a barrel last time I checked last week. And he said this is being done by design to implode the world's economies so the big central banks can consolidate wealth. Well, I know that's part of their plan. I know it's part of their plan with popping the subprime mortgage. We got that from two different Bilderberg Group sources on record in Endgame. You know, shot almost 3 years ago, a year and a half before any of this even started. So, yes, what Lindsey Williams says has great credibility. And even when people give folks revelations from first-person accounts, and it comes true, people are in denial. Just like we said they would use staged terror attacks to build FEMA camps, set up Homeland Security and NORTHCOM before 9/11, because they'd already proposed NORTHCOM and Homeland Security as early as 1993. It happens. Just as we said. We then said that they were going to hype up, quote, fighting Al-Qaeda for Homeland Security. That suddenly they would flip that over and say, oh, by the way, it's for every American. Americans are now Al-Qaeda. It's all misdemeanors. Everybody's a terrorist. See, when you hear Homeland Security, that's the public name for you being a prisoner under martial law. And you're just told it's for some guys in caves in Afghanistan, but the entire architecture was built for you, and now the government admits it was built for you. And when you hear NORTHCOM, you know, oh, that's to protect you and Homeland Security. That is the occupational military. That is the now public army that was secretly being built in the shadows for decades. I mean, this is a giant multi-trillion dollar effort. This is the entire program of the globalists, is to capture every Western nation as slaves and to squeeze us and control us and dumb us down and micromanage us through the carbon tax. And they'll have lots of well-meaning idiots running around, jumping around in tie-dye shirts going, yes, we're saving Earth. Oh, micromanage me. Tax everything I do. Tax internet downloads. Tax beef. Tax chicken. Tax cars. Tax plastic. Tax rubber. Micromanage me. Shut down the family farms and ranches. Oh, don't let me drink organic milk. Oh, it's liberal. This is social engineering. And the CFR, what Richard N. Haass wrote, republished the Club of Rome documents from 91 last year, that, yeah, it's all phony. They're going to use environmentalism as one pincer, one side of the pincer. The other is the phony terror. You are a prisoner. Your children are prisoners in these public schools. They're micromanaged and white-gloved. They make one mistake or one outburst, they go to prison as felons. This is to induct you into prison. You understand? Everything is to induct you, to institutionalize you.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
So we got Pastor Lindsey Williams on this 18th day of February, this Wednesday edition, joining us, coming up in about an hour and a half from now. We've got Glenn Spencer, who's going to be back on to talk about the victory of a rancher who admittedly had his home robbed repeatedly, his cows killed, trash thrown all over his ranch, and when he detained illegal aliens and called the police, the police can went after him. Basic trespassing laws don't count if it's for the illegal aliens. And this was a form of terrorism. He was sued over it, but years later he's now won the case. So we'll go over that today as well for about 30 minutes with Glenn Spencer. I'm going to get the rancher himself on in the near future. I've actually interviewed the rancher before, but they couldn't come on until the court case was over, so that's being lined up. And as I said, Lindsey Williams is coming up a little bit later. I want to play this first before I get into all the news, the very important financial news. I want to play this clip first because in making the Obama deception that I'll be done with, it'll be done in a week, and then it's got to be sent off to be mass-produced and everything to ship out on the 15th. And folks can pre-order it now at InfoWars.com. By the way, you can link through and pre-order that if you want, so you'll be the first to get it shipped out to you. You know, the earlier your order, the order you're in the stack that they're shipped out. But in trying to cover all of Obama's lies, it is dizzying. And then you look at the Obama supporters and you feel sorry for them. I mean, you don't even dislike them. I mean, I remember with the George Bush supporters, it didn't matter how much he lied about WMDs, it didn't matter how much torture he pushed or how much corruption or how much gun control, the so-called conservatives were so signed on to his bandwagon that they didn't want to hear any of it. Because they were scared by the terrorism. And also, you know, got into the emotionalism of, you know, crying about those that were killed and putting flags outside their house and you know, just basically getting into it. Meanwhile, the very people they were praising for saving us were the ones that had carried out the attacks. You know, I felt sorry for them as well. But to watch these Obama people, to know they're being deceived, to know they're being set up and taken for a ride is really upsetting. And everything he said has been a lie. Everything he has pushed has been a fraud. Everything. I mean, he lies more than Bill Clinton. He lies more than George W. Bush. He lies more than Tricky Dick Nixon. I mean, and he's been in office a month and a half? No, not even a month and a half. He was sworn in on January 20th, and it's the 18th today. So less than a month. It seems like a million years. Everything else in life seems to speed by at, you know, warp drive level. But everything with Obama is just crawling because I'm studying him and watching him. And, I mean, this guy is a piece of work. And almost everybody in his administration is a criminal. Almost everybody in his administration doesn't pay taxes. There are a bunch of Chicago crime machine individuals, or they're Israeli public government operatives, or they're slumlords. I mean, this is scary, folks. But here's this one little clip we're putting in the Obama deception of clip after clip. You know, my problem is I only want to make this film 90 minutes long because that's really tailored for a mass audience, for the attention spans out there. That's a little long. But already I'm debating, well, will it be 100 minutes? Because there's so many lies, I just want to put them all in there. And we're a month into this. Can you imagine this film's going to come out when he's been in office about a month and a half, 2 months, and I'll have to make an Obama deception 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You know, there might be 50 volumes if he's in office 4 to 8 years. But here are just two of them. Now, this is from last year. Listen carefully.
I'll also institute an absolute gift ban so that no registered lobbyist can curry favor with members of my administration based on how much they can spend on a fancy dinner. I'll make our government open and transparent so that anyone can ensure that our business is the people's business. Now, Justice Louis Brandeis once said, sunlight is the greatest disinfectant. And as president, I'm going to make it impossible for congressmen or lobbyists to slip pork barrel projects or corporate welfare into laws when no one's looking. Because when I'm president, meetings where laws are written will be more open to the public. No more secrecy. That's a commitment I make to you as president.
All right, stop right there. Stop right there. I mean, there's so many lies. This guy can jam so many lies into so few words. We're going to have to start the tape back over and just stop it each time because it's just all lies. He has reaffirmed total Bush secrecy. That's in the headlines last week. He is telling England to not let the torture orders come out that Bush ordered, protecting Bush and saying they're going to continue that policy. He has done nothing but appoint registered top lobbyists. I mean, all the kingpins. Top lobbyist Wall Street, top lobbyist Goldman Sachs, top lobbyist Raytheon, defense contractors. And it won't just be, I mean, in the Bush administration, it was bad with lobbyists, but normally you'd have policy wonks and professors and academics in the mid ranks. With Obama, it's 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 deep lobbyists. I mean, this is the lobbyist administration. I didn't realize this. I knew he was lying and appointing a bunch of lobbyists, but doing the research in the last few weeks for the film to be, you know, precise and to look at the lobbyist list, there has never been an administration with anything near this. They are just looting everything. And donors, they are bringing in donors. You know, your corporation gave $1 million to Obama. Well, you're going to own health care policy. I mean, you thought the Republican senators, like Frist and people, stealing billions of dollars through their lobbying arms and through Medicare and Medicaid. I mean, they were convicted of that civilly and just paid a tiny fine. It's like, oh, I stole, you know, $50 million, but I pay a $225 million fine. Oh, boy, slap me on the whole hand there. And I'd talk about Frist and people, and they'd say, how dare you, you liberal scumbag, not liking our wonderful Republicans. And then now I'm like, oh, Obama's appointing nothing but lobbyists. They're stealing everything. Shut up, right-wing fascist racist. You people love being slaves, don't you? You love being suckered. You love being bamboozled and conned. I don't know what to do anymore. They're all on the same team. Team rape and loot you. You see, if government isn't a guarantor of your liberties and your freedoms, and if it isn't tiny, and even when it's tiny, the founder said you've got to watch it every minute. It's so deadly dangerous. You've got to keep your eyes trained on it. You've got to bind it down with the Constitution and the rule of law. You've got to hold public officials to a higher standard. Instead, they prance around, I'm an official, I'm an authority, I'm a, your excellency. I mean, I watch U.S. senators and others speak at the U.N. and they go, Your Gracious Excellency, oh. And the U.N. officials literally bow down and walk backwards going, and these politicians just love walking up and being praised. They enjoy that. And they send these corporate chieftains. I mean, when the Fed chairman comes into Congress, until late when Ron Paul's been exposing him, the sergeant at arms, the Capitol Police, the congressmen and women act like God is in their studio. God is in their conference hall. I mean, they are just respectful. Their voices tremble. It's like when Lady Rothschild was on with Wolf Blitzer, who never fumbles or foibles or messes up. He was just shaking because they just groveled to power. That's how psychopaths and sociopaths work. They grovel to the scum above them. But I'm already getting sidetracked and digressing here. It's just everything he said on the tape was a lie. Everything. And we've got tape after tape where he says, the day I come into office, we begin bringing the troops home and they'll be back in 6 months. And then it's, oh, well, we're going to look at bringing them back in 16. We're going to look at bringing them back in 23 months. And suddenly all these mainline liberals are like going, I hear them on talk shows. They email me. They comment on the articles at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And they're saying, you know, Alex, we've got to be reasonable. We can't leave the Iraqis hanging. You know, this has got to be controlled, pull out. It's all the same stuff we heard from Bush. They're now regurgitating it because they feel like they got power. They got a stake at the table. They got a place at the table. Hey, don't you talk about Obama. Don't you talk about Obama. You're just jealous because he's up in the White House. And I'm like, no, the Iraqis want us gone. In their polls, 97% in the latest polls want us gone. Even the puppet government wants them gone. It's disgusting. Our troops are being killed. But see, Iraq is a giant black hole that upwards of $400 billion a year gets dumped into with no records, and every army investigator that tries to go over and stop corruption gets killed. They've killed hundreds now. Hundreds. And so that's why it's going to go on forever. That black hole sucking the money isn't going to close until this country's totally bankrupt. Got it? That's what the military's here for, to ship in narcotics, heroin, cocaine, to steal money. You got it?
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
What are you going to do if your family has no food in the event of an emergency? Do you really want to find out?
And gamble with your family's lives?
Order a one-year supply that will feed 4 to 5 people for only $39.95. That's right, a one-year supply for under $4,000 from yourfoodstorage.com.
We've been helping families prepare for more than a decade.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48.
Remember, yourfoodstorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Yourfoodstorage.com.
Our taxes? Food, energy, housing, medical, forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I'll also institute an absolute gift ban so that no registered lobbyist can curry favor with members of my administration based on how much they can spend on a fancy dinner. I'll make our government open and transparent so that anyone can ensure that our business is the people's business. Now, Justice Louis Brandeis once said, sunlight is the greatest disinfectant. And as president, I'm going to make it impossible for congressmen or lobbyists to slip pork barrel projects or corporate welfare into laws when no one's looking. Because when I'm president, meetings where laws are written will be more open to the public, no more secrecy. That's a commitment I make to you as president. No more secrecy. And when there's a bill that ends up on my desk as president, you, the public, will have 5 days to look online and find out what's in it before I sign it, so that you know what your government's doing. When there are meetings between lobbyists and a government agency, we'll put as many as many of those meetings as possible online for every American to watch. When there's a tax bill being debated in Congress, you will know the names of the corporations that would benefit and how much money they would get. And we will put every corporate tax break and every pork barrel project online for every American to see. You will know who asked for them, and you can decide whether your representative is actually representing you.
Did you catch that? You will have 5 days at least to read a bill. No more rushing bills through where nobody has a chance to read them. And then what happened last week? Admittedly, it was Barack Obama said, no one can read the bill. It's got to come directly out of conference committee between the House and Senate, and it's got to be passed. And they were given less than an hour. No one was allowed to read it. 1,700 plus pages long. Close to 1,100 pages long, and then he said, I've got to sign it the minute it passes or we're going to have a depression. And then he says, okay, I'm not signing it. I'm going on vacation. I'll sign it next Tuesday in Denver. I'll sign it in 5 days. By design, the old trick that Bush and everybody else does of rushing the Patriot Act through, rushing the last banker bailout bill through, no one was allowed to read the final version. And then it passed, and we got it, and it was worse than the previous versions. Total takeover by foreign banks. All lies. And he's having the meetings with lobbyists are secret. He's declared they're going to keep all the Bush secrecy. They're going to keep the powers that they claim to the president that didn't exist. All lies. But see, now the Obama supporters are psychologically invested in him as a father figure, as a leader, as a savior. And so what are they saying when he lies? I'm reading their websites. I'm reading their blogs. They're going, oh, he's doing what he has to do to get things done. He rushed that through, and none of us were allowed to read it because he wanted to help us. All lies. That was all from one speech. That was unedited. That was just a few minutes of that liar. Folks, I have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of speeches, and I have a moral responsibility to not just put out a junky film. So since I'm rushing it out, I'm staying up here till very late at night just watching his speeches. And I'm telling you, there's so many lies that I can't even comprehend it all. It is a tsunami of lies. They go out to focus groups, both parties, and they find out what you want and what you are demanding. That you want transparency, you don't want special interest, that you want the Congress to read the bills. And then they go out and they lie to you and say exactly what you want to hear, and then they do 180 degrees in the opposite direction. And we are getting all sorts of threats and mean calls from Obama people. We're being called, again, right-wing fascists. You know, grow up. And for all of you conservatives that call yourselves conservatives that attacked me in the last 8 years, calling me a communist because I exposed that George Bush tripled the size of government, pushed gun control, illegal wars, lying, trying to plant WMDs, staging terror attacks, you invested in him. You signed on to him. You signed on so that when Bush got attacked, you felt like you were being attacked. And the same thing's happening with Obama. And that's why you're going to lose your pension fund. That's why you're going to lose your job. That's why you're going to be a slave. That's why you're going to be in a police state. Because you won't grow up and admit you've been lied to and suckered, and that this government is bankrupt and run by a bunch of criminals. A bunch of Bernard Madoff criminals. They are hijacking and looting us 7 ways to Sunday.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Time is more precious than money. You could be running out of time. I want to share something with you about your body. Quote, make no mistake about it, parasites are the most toxic agents in the human body. They are one of the primary underlying causes of diseases and are the most basic cause of a compromised immune system. Dr. Hazel Parcells, PhD. Quote, we have a tremendous parasite problem right here in the U.S. It is just not being addressed. Dr. Peter Wina, quote, in terms of numbers, there are more parasitic infections acquired in this country than in Africa. Dr. Frank Nova, chief of the Laboratory for Parasitic Diseases of the National Institute of Health. As you can see, parasites are more dangerous than you think. For about $1 a day, you can rid yourself of all parasites. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Call us, 928-308-0400. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea. Make an investment in your life. And P.S., I really like it.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, defrozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Dice are loaded, everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes.
And everybody knows.
Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates at the long stem road.
We are back live. Thank you for joining us.
Everybody knows.
The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231.
Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful.
Give or take a night or two.
Give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been discreet, but there were so many.
1-800-259-9231.
Out your clothes.
And everybody knows.
And everybody knows.
Pastor Lindsey Williams joining us for an intense hour and a half, everybody taking your phone calls.
Knows.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
The 9/11's an inside job.
That's how it goes.
All right, let me go ahead and get into the other news here. We have scores of such clips of Obama lying about everything. But don't worry, he has a housing plan to save you. Remember, the thing they passed October 3rd was the housing plan to save you. But then the day after it passed, they said, oh, we're not going to tell you where the money went. It's not for the houses. It'll be the same for this. They're going to dangle a housing plan out in front of you. And then the actual bill, because they've already said this in white papers. And if you watch the meetings they had a few weeks ago, at the meetings they had in Switzerland, and if you read what the different world ministers were saying was going to happen out of Bretton Woods too, and they've been flying Geithner all around the world setting this up, it's going to be the new super world bank that the governments of the world will sign away their sovereignty to, that will then control your currency, set your currency, manipulate your currency. The currencies won't all be the same. They'll play with them and use it to squeeze you even more and consolidate more power, vertically integrate it. That's why they're in power. They're greedy bastards. They're wicked control freaks. And so the, quote, savior is this new international world bank to, quote, run the United States, you know, to stop the corruption. But, of course, when you look at it, it's the very people that engineered all this that will be running it. But to the public, you know, they're telling them, oh, we're going to give you some money. It comes out to about $1.35 a day is what the tax cut is. And, yeah, you can buy a cup of coffee with that. So, I mean, it's a friendly thing. You know, a $9.7 trillion for the bankers, and that would have paid off, according to Bloomberg, 90-plus percent of all mortgages in the United States. But, you know, instead you get a cup of coffee. How's that sound? Sounds good, I guess. Housing plan, $275 billion to help 9 million families. Oh, yes, they're going to help you. Top 20 banks receiving U.S. aid are lending, the Treasury says. Sure they are. Greenspan backs bank nationalization, Financial Times of London. Now, again, this isn't nationalization. The federal government has signed governmental power over the private Federal Reserve with the banker takeover bill. Total power. And so when you hear nationalization, that means international foreign private banking takeover. Total financial military seizure of the United States. The financial seizures of the banks, military seizures for NORTHCOM, and the militarized police who are aiding the system in losing their own pension funds. So go ahead, follow orders, boys. You're going to lose everything you got. Just don't blame me when you're destitute. Okay, good. Just look in the mirror, look real hard. Greenspan backs bank nationalization. Of course, it's a 180 of that. And even a lot of mainline financial publications admit this, and I've had a lot of top economists and people on, like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and many others, and they'll tell you on record, Gerald Celente, George Humphrey, many others, that yes, this is a private takeover. And, of course, they even admit that in the news, but not in connection to this. So it's not nationalization. It's foreign takeover. Manhunt accused financier scammer Stanford missing. This is out of Texas. He stole tens of billions, just like Bernard Madoff. And, of course, he was one of the top guys in the stock market. I mean, these are criminals, ladies and gentlemen. Wall Street founded the CIA in 47 to bring in narcotics, launder the money, buy up the stock market. And now the entire stock market is completely fake. Remember Mr. White in 2000, 2001, 2002, who was the vice president of Enron, the head of their energy trading division. And he would go to the big trading division in California and give the state reps and U.S. congressmen and women tours of big computer screens, look like NORAD, and he would show them the energy trading and explain why they were paying billions of dollars extra a week for energy. Remember all that? And they blamed a little governor, had nothing to do with it. who's actually speaking out against it. The minute he did that, boy, they recalled him fast. Used conservatives to do it, fooling us, myself included. You live, you learn. We've gotten more sophisticated. We still get suckered. You got to really be on the ball, and you're still going to get suckered. But if you don't know which continent you're on and which planet you're on and, you know, the three branches of government, you are going to get hurt real bad. So, you know, they stole close to $100 billion from California in just a two-year period. And their memos later came out about how, well, if we turn the power off a few hours a day, that will create the perception that there really is a shortage and the people will accept quadrupling, first tripling, then quadrupling of prices. And they did that. And now they're getting ready to do that all over the rest of the country. And they're telling people in Texas, oh, you're not going to have power sometimes. And we've got to increase prices. All part of the raping. But I'm digressing. What you saw with Enron, a $500-plus billion company, suddenly it just disappeared overnight. And all the computer systems were fake, and all the numbers were fake, and it was all registered in Switzerland and the Cayman Islands and the Bahamas and Paraguay. And all the real money men, they took all the money out. We got word of this a year before it imploded and said Enron's a money laundering operation, a narcotics operation. It's going to implode. And then they grabbed Ken Lay, and then he had a heart attack right before he was about to go to prison. Sure he did. And I've got confirmed sources that guy is still alive. He's down in Paraguay right now. It's all part of the big scam. It's so funny. I mean, they'll sheep dip a young army captain in special forces. They do it to thousands and thousands of troops a year. Sheep dip. They stage their death. You ever seen Remo Williams? Well, the karate stuff's a bit fanciful, but the point is that that's really what they do. And you don't think they didn't sheep dip Ken Lay? Oh, yes, they did. Now, a bunch of other executives that were blowing the whistle, they would all get double capped in the head in Houston and Colorado. A lot of double capping. And the cops pull up there on the payroll. They always kill them in a jurisdiction where they own the cops. And, oh, it's a suicide. He shot himself twice in the head. A neighbor says they were running down the street in their underwear screaming for help. That neighbor gets capped. I mean, you could be running down the street in your underwear, help me, they're trying to get me. And there could be witnesses to you being gunned down. Well, that's what happened to the head of Porton Down Bioweapons Lab. Local police showed up and saw five guys in black uniforms run off from the dead body. There was no blood. They claimed he slit his wrist and bled to death. I mean, that's how dumb they think you are. Around here in Austin, they just torture people to death, gut them, slit their wrists, slit their throats, hog tie them, throw them in the river, Colorado River. The public's so dumb, they think Colorado River's Lady Bird Lake. It's a river. I mean, that's how delusional it is. Rivers are now called lakes. Dead people are floating around, hog-tied, tortured to death. The police say it's nothing. I mean, you know, that's America, folks. That's what it is. Delusion. People that have bought into delusion, bought into lies so much that the establishment will feed you anything. So just like Enron was a whole fake system, the currency trading, the stock market, the COMEX with gold and silver, it's all come out. It's all fake. They just make up the end of the day numbers. They just do whatever they want. It's all fake. It's all fake. It's 1,000 times more crooked than, you know, some Las Vegas casino. It's built and designed for suckers. And now they're bringing America down, so thieves at every level of government are just stealing and grabbing and snatching goodies everywhere. So we'll get into that. Home construction drops far more than expected. It says thousands of U.S. banks are on the verge of going under. Top RAP 4 bank woes forced Germany into nationalization law. Not nationalization. They're taking over the banks and handing it over to offshore corporations. Democrats plot fairness doctrine for Internet talk radio. There's probably been, I quit counting, I know there's more than 10 senators in the last week who've come out and said, yeah, we're not just going to restrict talk radio and free speech and program what you can have on. We're going to do it on the Internet. And I've got an article by Kurt Nemo that quotes mainstream news and clips of them saying it. Democrat Representative Henry Waxman and others. And then here's one. I've got one out of Canada, out of the Star, the Toronto Star. And this thing reads like what they're saying is normal and good, but it's so insane. I want to cover this later. There's quotes in here where they go, well, it's nice that people are on YouTube and citizens have their own say, but that's not good, and we need to ban that. And they have the acting guild in the lobby up there saying, well, people aren't watching TV anymore. They're watching themselves. And while that's okay, people need to see high-quality productions for the mental health of Canada, and so we need to ban the Internet and only allow a few thousand channels that we're on. I mean, it actually says this. It actually says, I mean, now this is a whitewash, though, the way they spin it like it's no big deal. Google Chinese-style net censorship for Australia. I mean, the government said that, where there'll be a few thousand sites you go to, and they've introduced the bill, and then they couldn't pass it, so now the prime minister is saying they're just going to do it by fiat. I mean, it's happening now. One day, the Internet's free and open. Next day, you're like China and can only go to a handful of sites. It's simple. They enter a few thousand IP addresses for Internet sites that you can go to, and all the others are off limits. You understand, comprende? You understand this is happening now? You understand this is going on now? They'll never do that. Oh, yeah, they'll never steal $9.7 trillion, according to AP and Bloomberg now, in 3.5 months. They did it, Jack. Oh, they'd never, Obama would never keep the troops in Iraq. Alex, come on. You watch. He's going to bring them home. Now he's saying, we'll look at taking them back in 23 months. Obama isn't going to have any lobbyists in there. You watch, Alex. Just give the guy a chance. Just give the guy a chance. And I'm going, he's already appointing them. He's already saying who he's going to appoint before he's even sworn in. Just give him a chance, you racist. It's you out there saying that to the racist. I'm sick of all this race stuff. I'm so sick of it, it makes my head spin. People, the ones saying that, the ones with the chip on the shoulders, most of them are white yuppies who are in this guilt religion. Anybody that didn't fall down and worship Barack Obama, who, by the way, is Arab. He's Arab. I'm not bashing Arabs. My point is, the guy's 10% African. So we've got our first Arab president. Fine. Point is, the new Arab president's a liar. Yeah, his daddy's was 80% North African. Muslim. Arab. Regulate Internet, CRT told. I mean, this is the type of news I've got here in front of me. We've had the head of the IMF, the head of the World Bank. We've had a bunch of prime ministers like Gordon Brown come out, and they're all doing it to cause rioting. They want rioting, folks. They want rioting so bad they can taste it so they can authorize NORTHCOM. And then NORTHCOM will go out and fix the riots and hand out Kool-Aid to the kids and hot biscuits. And it'll be, see, Alex, you were always so worried about martial law. Martial law did pretty good. I like it. My son was involved in the Army Brigade that, you know, secured Houston, Texas, or Chicago. I'm joining the local auxiliary brigade of Obama troops. You know, Alex, I never thought I'd be for gun control, but after those nationwide riots, I've got a special certificate as part of the government brigade. I'm allowed to have a firearm, but you're not. You've spoken out, and we've had some terror attacks now. Turn them in. I can just see the police outside my house in the future. Jones, come out with the firearms, or we're going to have to kill you. We're doing what we got to for America. I don't think. I just do what I'm told. Everything's fine. You can just see the whole scripted thing set up and being staged. So Sarkozy's aide warns of risk of social unrest at a Reuters. A senior aide to French President Nicolas Sarkozy, who's not even French, another Israeli, warned that countries risk seeking seeing explosions of popular anger comparable with the riots seen in Greece unless governments provide some protection to industry. Henry Goeno, one of Sarkozy's inner circle of advisors, told Le Monde that without some commonly agreed rules of reasonable levels of protection and government intervention, more uncontrolled outbreaks of populism and xenophobia will likely happen. Oh, we can't have populism, people wanting sovereignty and to run their own country, and xenophobia. Oh, you don't like going bankrupt and losing your job. You don't like having your job shipped overseas in France or England or the U.S. And you don't like the government paying tax incentives to move your jobs. And you don't like the government moving in tens of millions of illegal aliens who hate your country. While telling you to give up your rights or the Muslims will get you, they ship in more. I mean, this is disgusting. You know what? The sleeping giant is awakening. Know that.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Over a year ago, I summed up on the Sunday syndicated transmission globalism's takeover in a nutshell. Let's go ahead and roll that clip. Here's how it works. They come into a nation, a Western nation, to get a funding mechanism and a military enforcement arm like England, Germany, France, the U.S. They come in and they lobby. We're going to have a great new society. We're going to take care of everybody. We're going to have welfare and build man up. We go, great. We're going to vote for big government and pay a lot of taxes to do this because it sounds wonderful and we want to share. They do dole some of that out for a while. Some good things happen, some bad things happen. The point is now it's created the trough. Then the global corporations come in. They're lobbying to take over the government the whole time to get most of that money that's being paid in taxes given to them in investments, which they then take and use to buy off and pay off and blow out third world economies. They then, over the last 50 years, get control of the third world as they kind of camouflage neo-imperialism. They then mass that wealth, use it to totally buy off the Western governments. They then drive up the debt of those nations in debt now owed to those very private banking institutions and governments that were already taken over, in many cases hundreds of years ago. See, I said this is simple. It's not. And they then take all of that wealth that they now have offshore where they never have to pay tax, but then they manipulate our government to actually raise taxes and toll roads and all these other ways of getting fees to then conduit more and more to themselves. And in the final phase, they come in and pay off the government to have the government actually write laws to cede government power into these multinational corporations, many of which are bigger than some of the largest nations in their GDP. And then they hire private intelligence agencies, private mercenary armies like De Beers with the diamonds, and so you have this world government run by these untouchable elites whose wealth is offshore, and then they basically just play nation states off against each other in globalization and economic warfare to have a domino effect to take over the next, and they end up truly being world rulers through the financial system.
That's a pretty.
So that's the globalist system, ladies and gentlemen. We have been conquered, but if we can consciously realize we've been conquered, we can then overthrow these criminals that have hijacked our nation and the world. And there's no more any time for debate or argument about this. They're on record saying that exactly what I just stated is their plan, but they're saying that will save us. I know we've got loaded phone lines. We're going to get everybody's calls. I've just got Glenn Spencer coming on briefly in the next hour. Before I end this hour, information is the key, and I want to challenge everybody to pre-order the Obama Deception. You can check out the new design of the Obama Deception website, theobamadeception.net. You can watch the trailer there in high def, in high quality. And I hope you will go to Infowars.com and order the Obama Deception. I hope you'll order quite a few copies and then get them and make copies and get them out to everybody you know. Because the New World Order is betting everything on Obama, that he can sucker and con people with a popular movement to bring in the carbon taxes, the regulation, the foreign offshore bank domination of the United States. Getting the Obama Deception is so important. Again, Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. You can also write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. The film is going to be about 95 minutes long with about at least 30 minutes of extras on it. The film's almost done, and we've already selected the extras. And it's just an important documentary to have. You'll also be able to watch it at PrisonPlanet.tv if you're a member on March 15th. All right, we're going to come back in the next segment. Go ahead and get Glenn Spencer on, please. Talk about this good news court case.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.